Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the ahadith on spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving charity, being generous, and also having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did a hadith that two angels descend from the heavens every morning, and one of them says, "Oh Allah, replace for the one who spends. Give him a replacement." And the other one makes dua, "Oh Allah, destroy the one who withholds." So here we see that unnecessarily withholding is something that is not something that is encouraged in our deen. Simultaneously we understand that that person that is giving is not that he is losing, is something that Allah Ta'ala will replace him with. Whether he sees it in the form of wealth, or whether he sees it in the form of health, or whether he sees it in the form of prosperous, happy family, happy children, grandchildren, etc. Different ways Allah Ta'ala can bless a person. But وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, Allah Ta'ala will definitely replace it. So that we mustn't have any doubt. So therefore an intelligent person is that person who actually spends on himself as far as akhirat is concerned. He's spending and Allah Ta'ala is going to replace. He's spending and Allah Ta'ala is going to replace. We described one hadith before this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba that which one of you, his heir's wealth is more beloved to him than his own wealth. So Sahaba found this a strange question. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that that money that you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that actually is your wealth. And the money that you are storing and hoarding and hoarding, that is actually your heir's wealth. So an intelligent person is one, he understands that if I couldn't spend the money when I was alive, how do I expect some, and I couldn't spend it on myself, in other words for akhirat, how can I expect someone else to spend that money that was mine for my akhirat? They're not going to spend it on me. Now that it has transferred ownership, it's gone to them, nobody else is going to spend on me. So therefore an intelligent person is one who's using all these opportunities in life to get closer and closer towards his. Today's hadith, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma anna rajulan sa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyul islami khair, qala tut'imu at'am wa taqra'u as-salam ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the best actions in Islam? Now we find that this question was asked on different occasions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul islami khair, that which Islam or which actions in Islam are the best. Now depending on the person that was asking, depending on the situation, depending on the need of the time, that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered this question. So if we see in another hadith that the same question is posed but a different answer is given, it doesn't mean there's a contradiction between the two ahadiths. It was asked at a different time, different person, and obviously different situation. Therefore one lesson we learn from here is that you'll get certain question and answers that are general, that will apply to every person. Like how many rakats in Zuhar Salat, how many in Asr Salat, how many Sunnah to read in Zuhar, how many Sunnah to read Asr. Like that, those are general questions. It applies to everyone. But you'll get certain questions that are specific to a person's circumstance. So therefore, in those circumstances, now the answer has to be given specifically to the person that is asking. So it applies also in these type of ahadith. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that which actions in Islam are the best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, to give food and to extend the salam to those you know and those that you do not know. So the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means, and tut'imu ta'am, to feed people, to give food. Something general, so simple. We all can do it, we're all eating every day. To take some part of our food and give some poor person. Maybe it's a small portion also. But giving, feeding people. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining this to be the best action in deen, in Islam. In this hadith shows us that it's a great thing. Feeding is a very, very great thing. The second thing which we all can do is to extend salam to those we know and those that we do not know. وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرَفْ. That you make salam to that person you know, that person you don't know. Whether the person is wealthy, whether the person is poor, every person you make salam to. This is the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The style of the world today is if you're rich, you're wealthy, you're well known, then people want to know you. They say when things are bad, then friends are few. What it means is that people don't want to know a person that is poor. But a Muslim is such, ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif, that a person, he meets those people, he makes salam to those people that he knows, those people that he doesn't know. وَتُقْرِيُ السَّلَامُ person does make salam. Every person he meets, he makes salam to him. He's happy to meet him. He doesn't depend on a person's financial status, a person's lineage, a person's color. All that doesn't count in Islam. What counts is this is my Muslim brother, and I should be making salam to him. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. That's simple ahadith, but they go such a long way to bring a Muslim community, create muhabbat between the people of the Muslim community, and also at the same time allowing us an opportunity to create our akhirat. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.